USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Colorful billionaire and former presidential hopeful Ross Perot has died at 89. Perot had been battling leukemia for the past several years and passed away this morning at his home in Dallas, according to a family spokesman. He had run as an independent for president in 1992 against George H.W. Bush and Bill Clinton, famously appearing at a debate where he was talking about the North American Free Trade Agreement and warning U.S. employers.
You've been in business for a long time. You've got a mature workforce. Pay $1 an hour for your labor. Have no health care. That's the most expensive single element in making a car. Have no environmental controls, no pollution controls, and no retirement. And you don't care about anything but making money. There will be a giant sucking sound going south.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Billionaire and liberal activist Tom Steyer had said not that long ago that he was not going to be running for the White House, instead focusing on impeaching Donald Trump. But now Steyer's announced he is joining the already crowded field of Democrats, issuing a video on Tuesday morning.
I think people believe that the corporations have bought the democracy, that the politicians don't care about or respect them.
The 62-year-old Steyer's announcement that he was in the race came just hours after former Congressman Eric Swalwell announced he was out of the race. Billionaire financier Jeffrey Epstein, indicted on charges of sex trafficking underage girls and conspiracy yesterday, and now pressure is building for Labor Department Secretary Alexander Acosta to resign. As U.S. Attorney in Florida 12 years ago, Acosta negotiated a very lenient plea deal with Epstein on prostitution-related charges. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Retired Marine Corps fighter pilot Amy McGrath is challenging U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell for his Senate seat in 2020. It's her second time running for the office in Kentucky. She narrowly lost a bid for the U.S. House in 2018 to Congressman Andy Barr. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer recruited McGrath to run against McConnell. McConnell's held that seat since back in 1985. Hong Kong's leader says a controversial bill that would have allowed extraditions to China is dead. Millions of protesters have been taking to the streets over the past few weeks to oppose that bill. The measure would have allowed folks in Hong Kong to be turned over to authorities in mainland China to face trial there. The Hong Kong chief executive, Carrie Lam, calling the bill a total failure, saying there's no plan to restart a legislative process on that issue. And it appears there's another Bluebell ice cream liquor out there. Louisiana police say they busted a 36-year-old man for licking a tub of Bluebell ice cream recently. Lanice Martin III, reportedly inspired by a viral video of a teenage girl committing the same acts. An unknown individual recorded Martin opening the carton, licking it, poking it with his finger, and then putting it back on the shelf. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.